Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah.
Dolphins have 9 players to line of scrimmage. Back to throw, Cam. Deep downfield is picked off by Holland. His second interception as a pro. 10:39 out to play, first quarter. Cam back to throw from his own end zone. Deep downfield picked off again by Xavien Howard. Xavien Howard with his third interception of the year. And the second interception by the Dolphin defense against Cam this afternoon.
Where's he throwing that? X-Man just cuts underneath it, but that ball looks like it's up for grabs. Cam Newton got a big old smile on his face. I don't know why.
Miami trying to take the lead. We're tied at 7 with 9:10 left to play until halftime. Back to throw. Tua fires. Touchdown, Miami. Waddle snuck into the end zone, and Miami makes the Panthers pay for the interception. The Dolphins go to 5-7 on the year. The Panthers fall to 5-7. Miami has the New York Giants here. 1 o'clock kick at Hard Rock Stadium next Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
The Dolphins look like good.
Yeah.
Not good. Good.
In the country, we call that a good old-fashioned mud stomping.
That's exactly what it was. And it doesn't require context. We've done that a lot this season. Well, they look good, but you were playing against so-and-so. Like, a lot of the victories, and not that there's been a ton of them. What are they, 5-7 now?
Yeah.
A lot of them have required context. This one requires no context. Enjoy it. They looked good. They were dominant on all sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran that Carolina Panthers team off that field.
Broke their soul. You could see on the sideline at halftime. You saw Cam Newton just was broken. Didn't know what to do.
5 of 20, Crowder.
That's embarrassing.
5 of 20.
You tell me a 6.7 QBR isn't good?
I mean, you're 2 weeks removed. You just heard it in Solana's montage from I'm Back being like the number one highlight across the country. You're 2 weeks removed from that. 5 for 20.
He needs to add an up at the end. I'm back up. That's what he became, isn't it? I'm back up. P.J. Walker takes your job.
P.J. Walker from the XFL.
He went out there confused and getting knocked in the back of his head. You know what? I give you a go Canes today, the U, because my man Phillips showed out.
I'll tell you what. Jalen Phillips. There was a tweet I saw from Marcel Louis Jacques. He's been on with us before. He covers the Dolphins for ESPN. Jalen Waddle puts a little check mark next to him. Jalen Phillips puts a little check mark next to him. Javon Holland puts a little check mark next to him. And he writes, Chris Greer might have messed around and nailed the 2021 draft. Now, we criticized Chris Greer for 4 or 5 weeks straight on this show, and Dolphins media did, and, you know, texters and tweeters. He might have messed around and nailed the draft. Jaylen Waddle looked like a superstar yesterday.
Isn't that what we were asking? And OG was saying, don't give me the 9 catches for 71 yards. Give me the 5 for 140 and a touchdown.
He was moving vertical, and he looked it, and he was setting records out there. Jalen Phillips had, I think, 3 sacks yesterday.
He did the Carmelo triple sign after his third.
Because how many times were we saying after the first few weeks, ooh, maybe they drafted the wrong Kane, right? And now, all of a sudden, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, and then, you know, we've seen Javon Holland the last couple of weeks, and again yesterday. So maybe Chris Greer got it all right.
And a lot of guys, even with Tua. We're talking about it off air. Tua could have gone for 300.
Easy.
They took their foot off. They could have like mud style. They could have ground him into the mud.
Yep.
What was he say? 12 minutes left?
They wanted to run the clock, starting with 12 minutes in the fourth quarter.
We're up 23. Let's just run this thing out. Tua could have been – he was 160 at halftime. I do the math. That's 320. Tua could have gone for 300 if he needed him to. Looked great. When Jaylen Waddle caught that ball up the middle of the field and got after it, and when you put that chin down and start track running, he is fast. He's a blazer. It looked good. All around looked good. Xavier's making plays. Your vets are making plays. Agba's knocking the hell out of people. So the guys you depend on and the young guys, everybody balled yesterday. I'm with you. Can I pull out something negative? I can't. What else could you say?
The only negative that you could pull out is, why does it take them this long every season to get rolling like this? That's the only negative. I was thinking about it after the game. Like, could you find fault in anything? The only fault I could find is, why does it take this long for Brian Flores teams? And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. Like, this is the third season.
Yeah.
His teams start slow. I'm not making something up here. They're in the hunt. I mean, everybody saw it, right? I mean, it was on the Red Zone Channel graphic. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins are in the playoff hunt. Why does it take them so long to get rolling?
My answer, honestly, and I think this is what it is, 3 years, 3 slow starts, 3 offensive coordinators. They're trying to figure it out as they go along. That would be the answer to that, because the whole lull, the second quarter lull, there was no second quarter lull. They could have put up more points in the second. They could have dropped a 50-burger, honestly, if they wanted to.
I believe so.
They could have dropped a 50-burger. Those OCs are trying – it was Chad O'Shea, then Chan Gailey, and now Gotsi and Stoudsville. That would be my answer to that. But you put up 33. I'd never thought this team had 30 in their pocket, and I believe yesterday they could have put up 50. It just – you're trying to figure out your personnel, figure out what you have. They protected those tackles. They would put the tight end in and chip the end to let him release. They figured out their blocking scheme, but it took them too long to do it. That's it. That would be my answer to that question.
Travis Wingfield tweeted out, for those of you that are still, you know, I don't know. Tua Tagovailoa has now started 16 games. That's a season. Used to be a season. Yeah. It's one game short this season, but that's essentially a season. Tua Tagovailoa's 16 games as a starter. He's throwing 351 out of 524. It's a 67% completion percentage. He's thrown for 3,515 yards over those 16 games. 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, a 90.5 passer rating, and he's got 6 rushing touchdowns.
You tell me, we say 21 touchdowns, 6 rushing. So 20 accounted for 27 touchdowns in his first 16
games. If I told you Tua's first season, and I understand it's split over 2 seasons because of injury and benchings and whatever the case may be. But if I told you his first 16 games were going to be 67% completions, 3,500 plus yards passing, 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 90.5 passer rating, 6 rushing TDs. You'd sign up for it every draft.
I'm Rick James. Give it to me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I want that.
Yep.
That's what we drafted him for. That's what we saw in Alabama. 70% completion percentage over 2 games. First time that happened in Dolphin history. I saw the graphic. We're talking about Marino's in that category as well and hadn't done that after 2 games. Like, come on now. I'm not saying Tua's the bee's knees of the NFL. But please put this whole thing into context.
Yep.
And you see his progression.
Yes.
You see him, the Jalen Waddle, the long catch. You see him step up. You saw Philip. I love Philip Lindsay. This Philip Lindsay stole my heart in one game.
He was fun, wasn't he?
Step up. He hit the defensive end to a step right up, dropped the ball perfectly, in stride for him to strike out. You're seeing a young quarterback progress. And on the other side, you're seeing Justin Herbert regress. Because Herbert is doing nothing
throwing
right now.
Picks, doing nothing.
I'm just let's pump the brakes.
That's right.
Well, R-E-L-A-X, like my man Aaron Rodgers says. You got to relax sometimes and let things play out.
My computer is broken, so I can't see any of the texts. But my guess is the Tannehill lover texting people are conspicuously absent.
No, yeah, yeah.
I have Tanny's first 16 starts here. It's the first thing I did because I have PTSD. I've looked them up.
I don't even care about his first 16 starts. I care about his two or three starts without Derrick Henry with Tennessee. Because I don't care to compare him to Tua's first 16 starts. I want to know how he looks without Derrick Henry. Spoiler alert, I know how he looks without Derrick Henry. I watched him for 7 seasons without Derrick Henry. And now I watched him the last couple of games without Derrick Henry.
Yeah, yeah.
Stunningly, he looks a little bit different than he looked with Derrick Henry.
Wow.
Wow.
So you don't have a 250-pound block of cement running behind you? Changes the approach of the game.
A little bit.
Yes.
All right, let's get.
Hey, I'm interested, Solana.
All right, go ahead.
I'll bite the lure this time.
Give us his first 16 games with the Dolphins.
It was his first season. He started all 16 games, 7
who,
of 9.
Who was it supposed to be that season? Was it David Garrard that season?
Was that when he tore his knee up jet skiing or something?
Was it David Garrard? Is that who I'm
2012. I can't remember.
It was supposed to be an old veteran they brought in.
I think it may have been David Garrard. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot we had David Garrard, and I forgot that he tore it up.
I don't think he ever played a snap, right?
No.
Yeah.
Brought him
in. They ended up starting Tannehill because they were forced to, and then David Garrard never ended up playing a snap.
Those jet skis are violent.
Jaguars legend, David Garrard.
He was good now.
No, he had a couple good seasons. People were excited about David Garrard.
Yes.
I remember being excited about David Garrard.
Now, jet ski was excited. I believe that's a story. He tore his knee up, jet ski, and a jump in the pool.
I can't remember if he was in a pool or if it was a jet ski.
It was something crazy.
Heavy hand on that throttle, David Garrard. Tanny was 7-9 in his first 16 games, 3,294 passing yards, 12 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. He had 2 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. So Tua's numbers are dramatically better than Tannehill's over the first 16 games.
And think about some of them games, Tanny played half the game because of the fact that Flo was pulling him out.
Correct.
Tua
last year, Denver game and all. Like, he was pulling him out and putting fits
well,
in late.
You know, it's funny. When I said to you, why do they start slow? And you gave the reason of offensive coordinator and they're getting up to speed. My personal feeling is that they've made personnel mistakes. My personal feeling is that Brian Flores has made mistakes at the beginning of seasons because he's got that Belichick, you know, I know better thing. Who did he leave? He left Jay Ajayi at home. Was that his first season?
That was Adam Gase.
Okay, that was Adam Gase. He put Tua on a yo-yo last season, right?
Yep.
We don't know if it was him, the offensive coordinator. Jalen Waddle was not running routes even that were conducive to him having a lot of yards.
His ability, yeah.
You know, so sometimes I think that maybe they've outsmarted themselves at the beginning of the season, and then they're kind of forced. It's almost like being down in a game, and then you wonder, you know, because we had wondered that, where they get to the third quarter, fourth quarter, and you're like, well, why doesn't the offense look like that in the first or second quarter? I think sometimes they hamstring themselves, and then they're forced to loosen things up because there's nothing to lose. And then you find out, ooh, maybe we – you know what it reminds me of? Remember the – was it Brad Kaya against Louisville on a Thursday night? Was it Kaya?
His first game ever.
It was a primetime game, and they kind of dumbed down the offense. And then all of a sudden you saw Kaya throughout the season. You're like, man, maybe they just should have done that opening game. You know, let it fly and see what happens.
Yep.
So
even this year, to that point, Austin Jackson starts at left tackle. Mm-hmm. You see him fail. You move him to left guard and put in Eichenberg, and now it looks better. I'm not saying I saw some guys running around Eichenberg yesterday.
It's not a stout offensive line still, but.
But Liam Eichenberg is better than Austin Jackson at left tackle. Mm-hmm. Like, to your point, where there are some mistakes made by this coaching staff, and they're forced to address them, and then it works.
Right.
0-6 start 3 years ago. Right. Last year, 1-3 start. And now this year, 1-7 start. And then you see great football. Why is that?
Right.
Why is that?
Your headlines here, they're brought to you by Extragen. Accuracy matters. Not sure if you have COVID. Fever is the leading sign, so be vigilant and use the only thermometer with proven accuracy in more than 100 clinical studies, the Extragen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Stay safe and learn more at Extragen.com. Also brought to you by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at GolfMiamiDade.com. 33-10 was your final score. Dolphins, 4th straight win, improved to 5-7. They host the Giants on Sunday, 1 p.m. from Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, and then they'll finally get on the bye week. So, look, we'll talk about it today, but I don't know, man.
Let's go in the hut. Tennessee's falling off. Come on now. You be honest about this thing.
Oh, Tannehill's going to get that together.
Derek's healthy? I didn't see it.
Tannehill, instead of being at practice, he should just go to church, pray for Derrick Henry to have an amazing recovery.
Hey, you know we go to church together.
I know you do. That's why I mentioned church.
I'll call Pastor David.
I'm just telling you, he'd have a better time. he'd have a better chance of success the rest of this season if he spent his time at church and not practice.
Church by the Glades will help him. Pastor David, call Tanny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.